previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
So, it's still Women's Month.
Yeah.
All the way until the 31st of August. And in keeping with the theme, we're joined on the line this morning by a very innovative young man who's cleverly combined two things that the world simply cannot live without: women and technology.
Look at you.
Jordan Gallant, good morning and thank you so much for chatting to us.
Good morning.
Jordan, so I mentioned that the world simply cannot live without women and technology. And being a 21-year-old young man, would it be safe to say that these two subjects might possibly be your ultimate passion as well, women and technology?
I guess so, yeah.
Jordan, what is a hackathon? As far as I know from movies, hacking is seen as a bad thing. Is it a bad thing in this case? And that's the first question. And how did you get into it?
So hacking isn't, in this context, it's not really a bad thing. A hackathon is basically when there's a problem and there's an opportunity to create a solution for that problem. So in our case, we entered a hackathon called the NEMISA Data Science Innovation Hackathon, where a problem was presented, which was how can data science specifically help people in South Africa. So then we came up with a solution where we thought that it would be a good way to show awareness of certain issues that may not be so obvious. So in our case, we were provided with data sets and we found a correlation during COVID, which showed the buying of alcohol and numbers of domestic abuse, and you could see a clear correlation between the two data sets.
So you guys won the hackathon. I mean, you came first place in Cape Town. It took place in Cape Town, and nationally you guys came third. What did it mean to you guys to win? And I believe you guys got some winnings of about to the tune of 20K. What did you guys do with that?
So yeah, we came third in the Western Cape, and we came first in the Western Cape, and we came third in the whole of South Africa. And
congratulations!
Awesome.
Thank you. We did win the 20K, but the team that saw the hackathon, there was nine of us, and by the end, there were only five of us who decided we want to carry on with this idea and make it into a real thing. So we only got about 2.3 grand, which isn't really a lot of money. So we decided to put it together and hire a designer, which is helping us at the moment, creating a brand image and app logos and stuff like that.
So you've decided to take the money and put it back into this project that you're working on?
Yeah, definitely.
Data, it's a big word. I mean, a lot of people will think data is data that you'll use on your phone to download things. However, data in your case, and capturing of data has become so valuable right now, specifically during lockdown when we aren't able to have, you know, face-to-face conversations with people to try for market research, or whether it's to find out information. The data capturing that you've done, and I want to talk about what you did and what you found with the data when the alcohol was banned and how it impacted GBV and how you saw GBV decrease as a result of the alcohol ban. How did that all come together?
Yeah, so NEMISA has provided us different data sets, and one of the specific data sets that we chose to use was it showed what people bought during the times of COVID, and obviously it showed specific numbers and people and areas where people bought specifically alcohol. And then we created our own data set just by research, and we made an Excel sheet and areas and numbers of domestic abuse during COVID. And we could see like very clearly that there was, due to alcohol, there was like, when alcohol was banned, there was like a large decrease in numbers of domestic abuse. And when alcohol was back on sale, it actually spiked the numbers like quite a lot.
When you say quite a lot, I mean, what is that percentage? Are you able to tell us that?
It is about 20%. Because obviously a lot of people would stockpile a lot of alcohol.
Yeah.
So like that creation of like a sudden like surge of people buying alcohol, obviously, is quite a big jump. The information is actually on our website, if people are interested.
Okay, and where can we find that?
Abafazi.org.
Listen, I mean, so there's the name right there. The NGO is called Abafazi Rocks. And I mean, Abafazi Rock, I beg your pardon. And it's just incredible the work that you guys are doing. And it's amazing to think that you've only just started. And in pidgin language, they'd say big things are gone. Lots more to come. I love the play on words in your company name. The literal interpretation is that women rock, because Abafazi means women. But it also speaks to the well-known expression, you strike a woman, you strike a rock. I'm going to add, Jordan, that you rock for taking this initiative and for being committed to finding innovative solutions for social issues, particularly those affecting women. So, you know, I'm going to say that you rock. Well done. Thanks for taking the time to chat to us this morning, and all the best with your future endeavors.
Thank you very much.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.